We are on Ayin Zayin of his base. We are up to the Gemara Huschim Merah. You go across Tosfos Ma. Huschim Merah, there was a person who was in bed because things were bad. That's the literal translation. Shchiv, he was laying Merah because things were bad. We consider it a Shchiv Merah, somebody who is dying. Most of the time, he will not make it. The Kasav Lagitul of the Visu, he wrote a get to his wife, Badi Banya, the Malachapsa, on the evening of Erev Shabbos. And he couldn't give it to her. Now, you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a kinyan on Shabbos. Get is like a king. It's not really a kinyan, but you're not allowed to divorce on Shabbos. Also, a get is muktzah. So the question was, how do we allow, what do we do now? Because l'mochar tukav l'yalma, the next day, things look real bad. And because of that, the Shchiv Merah is extremely anxious. He wants to give his wife a get. And the halacha is that to relieve a Shchiv Merah's anxiety, we allow him to do kinyanim on Shabbos. We allow him to do that. So we allow kinyanim on Shabbos in order to relieve his anxiety. Now, the simplest way would be, let him give the get to his wife on Shabbos. That would be the simplest way. But a get is muktzah. And we don't like to violate muktzah, because that happens, I'm going to speak up one of the terutz in the Mepharshim say, because muktzah is a constant on Shabbos. We'd rather waive the rules of other rabbinic yisurim than waive the rules of muktzah, because waiving muktzah is opening the door to something that happens every Shabbos all the time. There are always muktzah items around. We don't like to be makel a muktzah, because that would be like making something that's negeya every Shabbos all the time to all the people. Whereas making a kinyan on Shabbos to divorce is not that much negeya. It's not that many people get divorced on Shabbos that we have to worry about this. And therefore, we'd rather waive that. So without touching the get, we'd like to get the divorce done without touching the get. Would need us ever acquire where the get is, because that's how she would get divorced. So they went to Rabbah, I think it was Rabbah, also the kind of the Rabbah. Amalahu zilu amrele, liknin nahalalahu duch to the yasabe. Let him be makna to her, the place where the get is. The taste now, let him say to her, you can acquire the room, the house, the chutzar, wherever the get is located now. She should go to a kinyan chazaka, which means she should close and open the door. Somewhere he has to lock the door. She has to do something that shows ownership. And the achrayim are busy whether she has to just close or just open or close and open to show ownership. Is it enough to just close and open, or does it mean to lock and unlock? This is a discussion amongst the achrayim. We won't go into it. The toxic bay and do a chazaka, and therefore she'll own that land. None, no gadar paretz koshahu. You lock, you make a fence, you break a fence a little bit. Harizu chazaka. So that was the etza. The etza was, let her do a chazaka on where the get is, and she should be kinda the get. That, and therefore she'll be divorced. The get will now be in her chazar, because it'll be hers. And she'll be divorced. That was the solution that Rava came up with. Now, Rashi adds something here. And the Rishonim don't know why Rashi adds it. And the Achrayim explained Rashi. We'll learn Rashi. We won't learn the other Rishonim. They learn differently. We're learning Rashi, so we'll learn Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Takav Le'alma, Ayyare Penyamos, he was afraid he would die. Things were getting bad. But Tizakit Le'yavam, and she'll be stuck with the Yavam. The Asher Le'taut will get Mishabbos of Le'maishvallah. It's Asher to move again on Shabbos. Now that's also rabbinic, it's Muktzah. We're violating rabbinic rule anyway for his health. For Shchiv Merah, we violate Ra's to keep him alive longer. We don't want him to suffer anxiety. Ready to violate laws, but we're not ready to violate muktzah, which is, again, the discussion amongst the Achrayim, like, what happened to muktzah? Why are we not violating muktzah? and then he can just pick up the get and give it to her, rather than having turned into a king in her land, which is also an interdrabonon. So I answered one of the two. That would be a technicality. Could be, but they learned because we didn't want to be Mekel or Mukta. Again, I'm just speaking out one of the multiple terutzim that are said, is that we don't want to violate Mukta because it applies every Shabbos to every person. So we don't want to start being lenient in that because it'll break the wall of Mukta. We'd rather take a chance with a kinyan. Again, I'm just telling you what some achrayim say. There's other terutzim as well. Likne habal l'dukta d'mokas v'gita l'isha b'chazaka d'karka niknes b'chazaka. She acquires it by a chazaka. V'teichad v'tiftach tisker delos ha'cheder she yikne lo l'shum chazaka. Notice Rashi doesn't translate the opening. He just says, let her close the door so she should be kind of the chazaka. So v'tiftach becomes extra. That's the shayla. Do we need both? Is one enough? Is closing enough? Do you need locking? Simply put, Rashi learns, close the door is enough. And, no, Deretz, or Gondar, Pirtzai, Paritz, Gedder, Koshu. You lock a door, according to Rashi, might mean close the door, or, you know, act like an owner. Closing a door is like acting like an owner. I am closing it. Like Gondar, Pirtzai, there's an opening, and you put a fence up, a Paritz, Gedder, Koshu, or Zuchazaka, Liknes. She'ein ha'mecha yochel laksuba. The hashta kayov la chater, vegita b'saychai. He's giving her a chater with the get in it. Utran, the chas. Now here Rashi throws in something that everybody wants to know. Why is Rashi throwing it in? Utran, the chasim she'en la machrayis, nikdim em chasim she'esh la machrayis, bekesim b'shtayr b'chazaka. Called agav. I can give you a piece of land, and with the piece of land, give you metaltalim. So since he's giving her the land, with the land, he's giving her the get. That's what Rashi says. Why does this work? Because she's kind of the chatzar b'chazaka, and with the chatzar b'chazaka, he's giving her nechasim she'ela machrayas, nikdibim nechasim she'esh la machrayas. You can give her metalpulit, ein la machrayas means they're not reliable. You can give it together with things that are reliable, which is land, b'kesem b'shtar b'chazaka. Everybody wants to know, hello, like, why in the world do you need agav? If she made a chazaka, she owns the land, she can be kind of a chazer. If she's been kind of the chazer, the get's in the chazer. Why does he need agav to give her the get? Agav means if you give a guy a piece of land, with the piece of land, he can be kind of a talent. That he can, if I want to give you ownership of this Gemara, I can give you ownership of a piece of land, and with the kinyan on the piece of land, you can be kind of metalkal. It's called kinyan agav. No, the question is the opposite. If she's closing the door to acquire the chutzer, so why isn't she kind of the get with chutzer? Why does Rashi say she's kind of the get since he's giving her land? With the land, she's acquiring the get through a new kinyan called agav, not chutzer. Didn't hear a word you said.
Because chutzner only works when you put it after she acquires it.
Okay, so let me explain this. So this is the kasha that we try to have in Rashi. If she does chutzner, what do you need agav for? So they go into things that ain't a chinami. You don't need agav, it's chutzner. But then Titus has a problem. Why isn't this tligitech? The halacha is, if a person tells a woman, pick up the get from the floor and be divorced, she's not divorced. You have to give her the get. Here, she's acquiring the chutzer, and through that being kind of a chutzer, is he giving her or is she taking? What's happening here? So Taisus has a whole arichas that it's not called ligitech because it's going directly from him to her. And since it's going directly from him to her, and he's allowing her to take it from him, it's not so simple, this Taisus. It's very difficult. We're not going into Taisus. But the Achrayim learned that that's what Rashi is coming to answer. Some kinyanim, this is what the Achrayim explained, some kinyanim are done because of the A kinyan needs two people, the one who gives and the one who gets. If I want to give somebody something, I decide to give, he decides to accept, and the kinyan is the transaction that formalizes, concretizes this thing. Now, some kinyanim, the main player is the one who gives. And some kinyanim, the main player is the one who is accepting. For instance, money. Money works because the guy who's buying buys it off the guy who's selling. So the kinyan is being done more by the guy giving than the guy who's the guy buying than the guy selling. The selling just accepts something, and that formalizes the transaction. But the action of the kinyan is done by the buyer, not the seller. Let's take shtar. Shtar is the exact opposite. When you give a shtar, the seller gives it to the buyer, and that makes it the buyer's. Who's doing the action of the kinyan? The action of the kinyan is done through the seller. He gives the shtar. You always need two parties, but who's doing the main function of the kinyan? Who is the one that's doing the nuts and bolts of the kinyan? Some kinyanim, the buyer does the nuts and bolts, and some kinyanim, the seller does the nuts and bolts. That's what happens in different kinyanim. Now, it happens by chazakah. I tell somebody, you can acquire that land by chazakah, and that person goes and does a chazakah. Who is the main nuts and bolts person of that kinyan? The buyer. He's the one that's doing the action. The seller allows him to do that action to acquire the land. Therefore, the Achrayim learned that Rashi holds that would not work. That's tligitech magabe karka. That's letting her, that's not his formal giving it to her. She's taking the land. Now, she's taking the land and then acquiring it b'chutzer. She's picking up the get. He's not giving her the get. She's picking it up. And by get, we need he should give it to her, not that she should pick it up. However, by agav, the nuts and bolts of kinyan agav is that the seller says that I'm willing to sell you metaltlin with that piece of karka. What makes agav work, the nuts and bolts of agav, is the seller willing to sell it along with something else. That's why agav works. Right? If I tell you this gemara, I can't tell you the table with the gemara. You have to make a kinyan of the table and a kinyan of the gemara. If I sell you a piece of land, because I want to sell you the Gemara also, the kinyan of the piece of land will work on the Gemara. The one who does the nuts and bolts of agav is the seller. By agreeing to sell the metalklus, by saying that the kinyan should work on that, he is the one that makes the agav work on the metalklus. He's the one, it's his das, that creates the fact that a kinyan on karka can work on metaltlin. And therefore, it's considered he's giving it to her. So Rashi wants this to be agav to remove the problem that she's picking up to get. She's not picking up to get. He's giving her to get. That's why Rashi says that she's kind of the get with agav. Therefore, he's doing the giving of the get. So why does it have to be this piece of land? If it's agav, you can be kind of a piece of land in China and be kind of a top little Eretz Yisrael. Why do you need that it should be in the place? So they say because we want it to be in her rishus in order to create krisis. We want it to be in her rishus. That means he's totally removed from it. But the kinyan is the fact that he does the agav. And therefore, that's why Rashi goes that way and doesn't go with chazakah. Because chazakah gets her the land, but she's doing the nuts and bolts. That's like picking up the get, which Tysus asks. How can it work? And Tysus goes, all the Rishonim go into it. But Rashi's answer is, she's not being kind of the get with Chatzar, because she's taking the Chatzar. She's being kind of the get because he's giving it to her through Kinyan Agav. And there he does the nuts and bolts of the Kinyan. And since he does the nuts and bolts of the Kinyan, therefore it works. What? Chatzar Abba L'Achem Mikram was a case of?
He put the get in a place, and then he gave the muscle.
that the case, or was it the case that she bought the chutz from somebody else? Case of chutz about me'achem mikran. It was Atu Chatzar. The case of Chatzar Balacha Mikan is you put it in somebody else's Chatzar. And she bought it off that other person. Here it's getting straight from her to him. That's what Tysus deals with. Why isn't it Ligites? Which is the problem of Chatzar Balacha Mikan. But Rashi gets out of that problem. Because she's not being kind with Chatzar and Chatzar. She's getting it through Agav. So he's giving it to her. That's how the sites and all the others answer this rush. Yes, doctor.
That there are several different men that it only one of them.
But the Gemara says one, and Rashi adds a second.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely correct. That Rashi brings them.
That's chumras that we do with Zman HaZeh. The Gemara doesn't do these things. Rashi doesn't do these things. Rashi's explaining the Gemara. We do the bare minimum.
Okay.
No, when we sell chametz and Pesach, yeah, we do a million kinyanim. That's fine and wonderful. We do all kinds of chumras.
I try and listen to
the answer. By the way, I am not trying to say. I am repeating what others say. Somebody mute themselves? Yes.
First of all, Das, you don't have a Das, I'm mocking that, it never works anyhow.
I started with that statement. Every kinyan needs two people.
Right.
One who gives and one who accepts. And you need the das of both.
I would have said both equal in the thing. You don't have one without the other.
100%.
Okay, I would have called them both equal. Okay.
They're both equal. But then, in kinyanim, the Torah prescribed different kinyanim that function in different ways.
Okay, so
some of them, the main... What word am I looking for?
The main player.
They may call him player. I was going to say propagator. Is that such
the
a word?
Initiator.
Propagator?
No, proprietor.
I mean, you had something
to be a propagator. Proposition.
What?
It's not applicable in
this. Okay, fine. So the main player, or the main person, is the buyer, and in some kinyanim, the main player is the seller. You need both. But in the act of the transaction, there's two things that go on in the transaction. The agreement to do the transaction, and then the formal transaction. I can agree to sell you this box of tissues, and you can agree to buy it, but it doesn't become yours. Unless something is done that affects that transfer.
Even in the case of that car, wherever the car is at, let's say.
But that's not what makes the get work. That's not what gets her to get.
She needs that.
Yeah, but what makes that work is his willingness to do that. He creates agav. That part is not the part of the get. The get is the agav. You want the Achorinim answer and why Rashi brings agav in, but the Gemara doesn't mention agav. The Gemara sounds like chaser. Tysus asks right away, how can chaser work? He's taking it from him. He's not giving it to her. Tysus answers, it comes from Shusai Lushusai. It makes problems later on, but that's how Tysus answers. That's not chaser of Ligitev. They say Rashi wants to answer it by saying that the mechanism that's working here, it is his. Yeah. It boils down to the acceptance of the fact, and this is what Achorinim say, not Yitzchak Margaret, that different kinyanim have different main players. Yes?
I think the word you're looking for is driver.
Driver, okay. But, okay. Zakti Gemara Vayit.
Baruch was saying also something pretty interesting. Does the kid have to be there already?
Well, that is, that was his was saying. What he was saying is it's a problem of Flegite. If the get is there already, that means she's taking it, he's not giving it to her.
No,
that's what he was saying. I was translating his words.
What I'm saying is, without the problem of, without Rashi's students, or just the Chatzar itself, in the case of Chatzar itself, without Rashi's
students,
would that be a...
That's Tyson's discussion.
Even
that work, Flegite. That's Tyson's discussion on his own shot. On his shot. Artemin King and Chatzar. Tyson, why isn't this a problem of Flegite Magrabi Karka? Now, Taisus and the other Rishaitim give answers why it's not Legitech. But Rashi, we learn Rashi. At least we try to learn Rashi. So, Tais answers that Rashi holds that different kinyanim are different ways, and by doing agav, you avoid the problem of Legitech. Just speaking out what they say. The second problem in Rashi is, once you say it's agav, you don't need it on that piece of land. And it can be anywhere. The get can be in China, and he can do agav, and the get belongs to her. Is that enough?
Anywhere,
and agav means that if I do a piece of land, kinyan and a piece of land, I can sell you anything with that piece of land.
So
they answer that to achieve, it's not enough to be machna her the get. It also has to come into her rishus. So he's doing the kinyan, that takes away the tligiteh, and now it's in her rishus because she acquired the chatzar. She's not kind of with the chatzar. But by being kind of the chatzar and getting it through agav, he's giving her a get into what is her rishus. That's how I'm going to answer it. Again, I'm just speaking out what they say. By the way, agav, this is how I spoke that last night by Daf. This is how we, one of the kinyanim we do with chametz. You know, there's a big shilas in Achrayim how a guy is kinda from a yid. So we do a whole bunch of kinyanim to make sure we cover our gram. Nobody wants to not sell the chametz. So one of the kinyanim, the rabbi who sells the chametz to the guy does, is agav. He rents him a piece of thing in his yard, in his basement or in his steps or whatever it is. And along with that, he should acquire all the chametz that he's selling. Now, none of the chametz is located on that step, at his house. Him agents of the chametz, and one of the kinyanim they do is agav. And I was explaining last night how you explain that to the guy. You have fun. You tell the guy that one of the ways of acquisition is you acquire land, that with the land you can acquire, and the guy shakes his head as if he knows what he's talking about, and the king of Naga.
Acquires the step, right?
Acquires the step as a rental.
And we are, and the owner of the house, Baruch, was a...
And Baruch was
a step on the step?
Yeah, because he just rented a step from him. He doesn't... You can step on a guy's rented step.
Give me a place where he doesn't
go. I don't know what he rents in his house. He rents him something.
Goy's kinyan is different than a yid?
Yeah, kinyanim of goyim are different. The question is how?
Between goyim and yid, they're different kinyanim.
That's the big tumul in Achrayim, what works and what doesn't work. We're not learning Hilchos kinyanim now. Therefore, I think we do 7 or 8 different kinyanim with the guy.
When are we going to learn different
kinyanim? I have no idea. We did it in Bab Metzia, so we'll worry about it next time we get to Bab Metzia, believe that. Not to give my advice. Okay. Amalei Rav Yilish L'Rava. Now, the Gemara is going to ask something that Rava himself answered before. Amalei Rav Yilish L'Rava, Mashakanshi Shekana Baila. L'maisa, she's kind of his chatzar, but she's married. If she's married, it goes to the husband anyway, the usage of the chatzar. What? Exactly. Which the Gemara is going to want to know. Why didn't Rava answer what he said before? Ichsiv, Rava got embarrassed. When he asked him that question, Rava got embarrassed. Because it's not a good question. How can she be kinder to get? How can she be kinder? It becomes his, and therefore it becomes his for usage. Then the get is not in her rishus. The get is in his rishus. L'saif, igli milta da rusa havi. It came out that she was never a nesua, so therefore he doesn't own her property yet. So therefore if he gave her the land, it's hers, without him having any rights in it, because they never formalized the nesuin, she was an arusa. Amarabim, Amar ben nesua, Yamar ben arusa? If by a nesua it's a problem, by arusa it's not a problem. This is what Achreinim always been Gariah. The Siyata de Shemaya, Rabba Paskind, and then embarrassed by his sack, but it ended up that his sack was right anyway, given the fact that she was an arusa. Dr. Gemara Hadar Amar Rava Loishna Arusa Loishna Nesua Gitin Chatzai Rabba and Kecher. Then Rava said, "There's no problem because it works simultaneous." Frech the Gemara of Amar Rava Mikar. So why did he get embarrassed? If he already said this, why did he get embarrassed? He should have answered right away. Said that already. Why did he get embarrassed and then heard she was an arusa and felt relieved and then said, oh, by the way, it would work by the Sue anyway? You knew this already. This is where Rava said it. Meaning, at one point, Rava didn't know that as far as Gitaviyad the Bonkecha. And at that point, he accepted the question and got embarrassed. And came up with the answer that she's an arusa. Later on in life, Rava said, you know, there's a svara of Gitaviyad the Bonkakas and it works simultaneous. And once he knew that, he wouldn't have been embarrassed. So this story precedes that halacha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Im Amr bin Isua Shabal Yiskim bin Achasim Yomru Barusa. This happened before Rava had come up with that solution. The Blessed Harki had to be Rava of Amr Loshna Rusim Loshna Nesua. I should also. Frank the Gemara of Amr Rava Leel, Vamay Yixiv. Why did he get embarrassed? Kiparko Ravilish, Laha Milsa, when Ravilish asked him. Kamashadina, Mikara Nami, Ki Amr Rava Lahu Tarutsid Leel, Ahai Maisa Amra. He said it on this ma'isa, busted the Hadr Savra. After he thought it out, the Amr the Gitaviyad the Bangechad. Haki Gashina, Mikoraki, Amr Rava, Ahai Maisa Amra. Meaning this story preceded the halacha, and therefore there's no problem.
And the Suan and the Rus are the same?
No, they're not.
So it says, Loshna.
Meaning, even if she would have been in a sui here, there's no problem because Gitaviyad the Bonkechad. I mean, Nisu and Arusha are different. He has no rights in a Nisu in Arusha's land. That remains. But Rava only at that point held that she'd been in a sui would have been a problem. Later on, he said, even if she would have been in a sui, it wouldn't be a problem because it works simultaneously.
The Rusa works simultaneously?
You didn't need that for Arusa. Yes, it also works simultaneously.
Oh, it does.
But he doesn't have to get anything by Arusa. He never owned it. You're right. Once it works simultaneously by everything. But you don't need simultaneous by Arusa because he doesn't own it. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Vehibetach Vesa. It says in the Mishnah that he threw it into her house, and she's in her house. Dr. Gemara, Amr Ula. Okay, so now we're going to go define when Chatzar works and when Chatzar does not work. One of the things we have to remember is that get is not good for her. Get is not considered a schus for a woman. It's considered a chayv. So therefore, it's not like a present that a chatzah can work as shlichus. As shlichus works when it's good for the person, not when it's not good for the person. So we'll learn this Gemara, but I just wanted to everybody should keep that in mind.
And she has to be aware of it.
But that's what we're going to get involved in now. And that's the Gemara. B'hibetech Besa. Amar Ula, B'hushay Medes B'tzad Besa B'tzad Chatzera. Yes.
To go back to the beginning of this, we were setting the ground situation, and in this case, although the general rule is absolutely true, in this case, this is confirmed.
Okay, so that's a suffix of the Rashba. Rashba wants to know, in the case of Yibum, can we say that get is the schutz or not? In the case of that lady who was a Shimra, that would be the Shaila. But the regular get, of Azari get, Lishna, with Tibesa, is not talking about a Shimra. The Rashba in Yibamis has a suffix, whether B'makim Yibum, do we say get is a schus or not? He's Misubik. Now, why is he Misubik? For an interesting reason, because he says Shema Chaz Rabbi. We never know what she really wants at the time of the get, which is more difficult in this Gemara, because in this Gemara she would definitely want.
So this goes into the thing that we've mentioned a number of times, which is that it's not functional based in to rebind.
Right, correct. Don't think my right turn. Amr Ula, for who shemet is b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatera. Utzer only works for get if she's standing there. She's right next to her house or right next to her chatzer. Ravashi Amar, no. Even if she's located in Tveria and the chatzer is in Tzipuri, or he but Tzipuri v'chatzer b'Tveria, Megurashas. Rabbi Shimon says, not true. She doesn't have to be standing next to her chatzer. Her chatzer functions without her being there. Our Mishnah seems to say she has to be there. The Mishnah says, he threw it into her chatzer, v'hi b'taych b'esai b'taych chatzerah. The Mishnah makes it sound like she's there. So how can Rav Aisha come and say that it works if she's not there?
He is the get.
He is the lady. Right? He's throwing the get into her chutzner. And the Mishnah says, and she's there. That's what the Mishnah says. So that's what Ula said. She has to be there. Rav Aisha says she doesn't have to be there. The problem is the Mishnah said she does have to be there. Yes, doctor.
I'm sorry, I just want to go back a little bit. Does anyone comment as to why I would think that the process is not commutative? I mean, if she is Beria or Tefori and vice versa, obviously if one, then the other.
I don't know what. And for the Gemara, Haki Kama. Rabbi Shilor, this is what the Mishnah means. V'hi k'moshe b'taych beisa, v'hi k'moshe b'taych atzera. We consider it as if she's there. Why? The kivan the chatzah mishtameres l'daita. Since the chatzah is being guarded by her, for her. And what word does he translate article l'daita?
Under her control.
Under her control. I like that better. He is megareshes. Okay, it's mishtameres l'daita. He megareshes. It works. Let me explain. There is my house. I might not be home. We go away for the weekend. Nobody's home. But the door is closed, and maybe even locked. And the reason people stay out of my house is because it's my house, and it's closed. It's not an open area. It might even be locked. It's machlokes whether you need it locked or not. To make it, Mr. Maris is machlokes
hakreinim. People are checking the mail.
The mailbox is the way in. It is the mechanics here. No?
Okay, forget about the mailbox. Again, you mean how he throws it in? He threw it in. Okay. What I'm trying to say is, that's called Mishtameres L'daita. It's being guarded under my control.
It's from intrusion.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah,
right. It's a machloikas where they need it locked or closed. Some say closed is enough, some say they need it locked. I'm not getting involved. Right? So that's
called
Mishtameres L'daita. So what the Mishnah, according to Rav Aisha, is saying is, if something is guarded under my control, it's as if I'm there. It's as if I'm there. So it works. I don't have to actually physically be there. It's as if I'm there. It's being guarded under my control, so it's as if I'm there. That's what Rav Aisha is saying. Rashi?
Rabbi?
Yes.
So I'm trying to understand the concept here. The concept here is that it is under her control to the exclusion of potential intruders. It's not that she has the ability or has the necessity of picking up the document, the shtar. Because if it's totally locked and under her control, the chutzner, for example, and she's not in the chutzner, she's in the home or she's away, and it's thrown into there, and a bird or a squirrel picks it up and takes it away, and she never sees it, takes it out of her chutzner, she's still divorced, correct?
You're asking, correct. I'll just say correct. You're asking, is the fact that an animal can come and take it, make it not mishtameris? That's
as opposed to a person. Yeah, as opposed to a person. Or what if it's thrown into her chutzner or into her home and it keeps rolling or it knocks off of something and it goes onto somebody else's property?
That will be a discussion later on in the ninth parak. Or maybe even the eighth parak. Sorry. On that iron test. Kind of. I didn't prepare that far ahead, but it's there.
Okay.
That we'll talk about that. I just want to take out one thing. What this is trying to exclude, this mishtameres l'daita, is trying to exclude Eved. Because if her Eved is getting her get, her Eved belongs to her, but the Eved is watching it under his control. She is not in control when a human being is doing the watching. You can have a human chutzner. A person's Eved is their chutzner. He has no self at all. Except the reality is, he's in control over himself. So the Gemara will say later on that that doesn't work because it's not mishtameres l'daita. She's not in control over that fact that it's being guarded. Whereas a chutzner that's locked, or a house that's locked, is locked under her control. There's no other controlling factor in the fact that area is locked. That's what the word l'daita is coming to exclude. It's being guarded under her control. Nobody else is guarding it. It's being guarded for her.
By her house?
What?
What if you have a whole security system? Is that not guarded by her, but
the
security system
is
her control?
Well, it depends. There's people there. If the people are guarding it, it might be different. If it's a camera, I don't know if cameras takes away the data. No different than a wall. It's a virtual wall. A camera is a virtual wall.
If he throws it to her front porch, and people steal from the front porch.
Then it's not Mishtameris.
That's not Mishtameris. It has to be, if there's a little gate around the...
So I just said, there's a Machlokes HaKohanim, it has to be locked or closed.
Even if it's a locked gate, but people jump the gate.
It's worthless then. Worthless.
I'm not going to get involved in what Mr. Maris is. What
okay.
Mr. Maris.
A small little cake that he did. He
sells cakes. I don't know what he wants to say. You know what I mean?
What's the difference between an
Eved
and a Shliach?
Because a Shliach, okay, can an Eved be a Shliach? We said no, because he's not in the parts of getting the Kedushin.
Yeah, but you just brought up.
A Shliach is me.
You said Eved before, right?
Okay, can we wait till we get to Eved? I just mentioned it to say why we're saying L'daita.
Okay, so in other words, it could have been said that instead of saying an Eved, it could have been said Shliach.
No, because the Shliach is her.
The Shliach is her das.
You don't need her das. The Shliach works as her.
An
Eved can't be a Shliach.
Because he's not a Parsha.
Exactly.
Not because of her daughter.
Exactly.
She owns the
Eved, but he can't be a Shliach. Forget.
Not because of Das, but because he's not a Parsha.
So therefore he's not a Shliach. So now he's a Chatzar. An Eved can't function as a Shliach. He can only function as a Chatzar. And as a chutzner, he's not being guarded under her control, he's guarding it under his control. Let us say that the machlokes is in the following. The ma'asavar, chutzim shibyadi sabori, one looks at chutzner as an extension of a hand, and therefore she has to be there, like she's next to her hand, she has to be next to her chutzner. Chutzner works as a shliach, and therefore I don't have to be with my shliach. I don't have to be with my chutzner. Zuktig of my life. The kula al machutzim mishum yad is shaboy. Everybody holds chutzner works as yad. The question is, how similar to Yad does it have to be? My sarbek Yad the Mayad the Besmucha of Chatera Besmucha. V'idach imayad the Bedvuka of Chatera Bedvuka. Are you going to say your hands attached to your body? So if you're going to learn Achata from hand, does she have to attach the yard to herself, which is impossible? And look, Yada, Mayada, Mr. Maris Ladaita, Chatera, Mr. Maris Ladaita, Lavuki Chatera, Mr. Maris Ladaita. The question is, what does the Torah mean when the Torah says Chatera works as an extension of her hand? How similar to hand does it have to be? She has to be next to it, like a hand. Or it works for her, like her hand. She's in control of it, like she's in control of her hand. That's the machlokes. Now, this only applies to get. By metzia, or by kinyanim, the chatzah can work as a shliach. Chatzah can work as a shliach. By get, it can't work as a shliach because she never appointed a shliach. And by get, you can't do it against her will, but with a shliach. You can only do it against her will with her hand. Chatzah has the properties of agency also, but only when it's to her benefit, not when it's to her detriment.
How does that mean you can't do the shliach against your will? What does that mean?
Reuven can't walk over to you and say, accept a get from my wife. It's a chayv. So chatzah won't work as a shliach because it's a chayv.
Yeah,
can she appoint the chatzah as a shliach? I don't think so.
No,
that's a good question. But I don't think so.
When she appoints a shliach for Kabbalah, that could be against her will, right?
No, it's not. She appointed the shliach. How is it against her will?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to say against. It means only when the Baal is making a shliach. I don't know how.
You can't force a woman to be divorced through a shliach. She has to make the shliach. You don't need her askama to divorce her through her hand.
She appoints the shliach and then she changes her mind. That doesn't work.
Then she's mefatul the shlichus.
There's no bal karka anymore. Right?
Because he's not a shliach anymore. Rashi. What does it mean? It means that it has to be watched under control. If you put a get into a slave's hand when he's awake, ain't a get. He watches himself. We need it close to her. So this is the machlekes. How much like Yad does a chatzar have to be to function as a Yad? She has to be safe. What? That's going to be a sugya later on. Can you give it to a sleeping wife? Coming up, Meretz Hashem from Meretz Yisrael, you'll be able to listen live. If you want to or not, you're going to have to listen to the recording. You will have a choice. It might be tomorrow even, which you won't be able to listen to. You'll be on the air, but in the air. But it might be tomorrow, it might be the next day, but this is the Mishnah coming up. So I think it would probably be tomorrow. Yes. The Mishnah will talk about giving it to a wife that's sleeping. And if the same halakha would apply, if she's sleeping next to her chatzar, you know what I mean? It doesn't make a difference. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Ahu gavra the zarek lagita ledevisu have a kind of bechatzer. Now the story needs explanation, and the Gemara will explain it as we go along. Basically, I will cheat. And what happened was, it wasn't her chatzer; she borrowed it from her husband. He told her, "Listen, I'll lend you my chatzer." She makes a kinyan to be borrow the chatzer. Then he can give her the get into that chatzar. What happened is, in the chatzar was a, what can I call it, a stump? A wooden block. And the get landed on the wooden block, not in the chatzar.
That was in the chatzar.
was in the chatzar. The question is that included? What exactly did he lend her? Where did the gut land? Now, the Gemara doesn't know yet that he lent her the chatzar. So the Gemara is going to want to know, if it's hers, it's hers. If it's not hers, it's not hers. Like, what are we talking about?
In general, what is not lent the property she lives in, the house? If she lives in the house, isn't it lent to her?
No, it's his house. I mean, he has a right to live in her husband's house.
And that's not like rental. Rental would have been okay, right?
Again, it's not. It's not.
I know the answer is no, but I don't know why it's not.
Well, let me put it this way. If he and her live together, it's not her exclusively her domain. It has to be exclusively hers for her to be kited again.
When a person rents the property and that they're a shus, a woman can get again in her. A king can be made in a rental property, right?
Yes, let's say yes.
So because he gives her a shus to live in that in their house.
But it's his at the same time. He's living there too. It's joint.
So that's my question. So the owner of a rental property has rishus in it?
So yesterday we spoke out of Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. If somebody rents a property, who's kind of the metzia that ends up in that property? Rashi says the renter. The Rambam says the owner.
No, it's one would allow a get for a woman, one wouldn't.
That's the shaila. The Gemara always says that a get works. So the catch is from the Rambam, why does it work? But we're not learning the Rambam now. We'll go with Rashi. The renter is the one that has the right for kinyanim.
Exclusive right.
Exclusive right for kinyanim, correct. That's the Gemara. So again, Ahu Gavra, the Zarek Lagitl, the Viso, the Kaima Bechatzer, she was in the Chatzer, Azo Gita Navu Bepisla, and the get fell on a block of wood. Rav Yisav, Chazino, the Yav Arba Amasal Arba Amas Polik, the Rishusla Namshay, we look on the Rishusli. If it's a 4 amma by 4 amma block of wood, it's a large block of wood, then it's not considered in the chutzner.
How high is it?
Separate.
It doesn't say how high it is. It's just how long and wide it is.
Is there anything like lovewood and stuff like that?
I didn't see anybody talk about it. I assume it's not lovewood.
A piece of wood that's this thick?
Again, I don't know. It's not discussed in how high it is. It's discussed how long and wide it is.
Ask about
lovewood.
Is it a
half
a piece of wood?
No. Again, this is what happens when we're in the middle of a story and we don't let the Gemara do the story. Yes, doctor. Again, this is what the Gemara gets involved in. So I'll cheat. She borrowed the chutzner from her husband. Does that include the block of wood? Does it not include the block of wood? It depends how big the block of wood is. If it's 4x4, it's its own domain. For Hilchos Shabbos, any 4x4 is considered its own domain. If it's less than 4x4, it's not its own domain. That's what the Gemara is going to say. But at this point, the Gemara is trying to find its way. We will continue tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.